nigga name was Whispers and shit.
And we go around doing introductions. You be like, hi, Jared. What?
But it sound like he all the way in the bathroom.
He was like, no dance.
Oh, really?
No dance. Like, yeah. Hi, Jared, what you say?
Ha!
No dance, nigga.
Yo. And the beat goes on, man.
Mr.
Whispers.
Bacon T, nigga, we in this pandemic.
Yeah.
Word. You know, gotta set the tone for the car, baby.
You need to glow, to grow, to grow. If you love to live, you live enough. You gotta move to the upper level. Cause when you got the glow, there is no stopping what you want to do.
Tilted. all that gossip for my girl, I feel guilty. Gotta feel me, I'm filthy. I call a lot of women, baby, you my real babe. She got that ice cream, she supersizing, nigga. Swimming in it, feeling like a scuba diver, nigga. Say you got my point, this besides a nigga. You can't even sit that ass beside a nigga. I'm in your city, I'm some hot shit. I fuck her, her, and her, I'm on some fat shit. My outfit, crazy, this shit my shit. And all you hating ass niggas get on my dick. Ay, I do my own stunts, and I ain't passing shit. I smoke my own blunts. You think lil' mama ain't into me, they on some. Stack out and throw some. Girl, let it poke some. The tour.
Hey, everybody lit, take a toast. I feel alive, but I'm gon' ghost. I gotta keep my niggas real close. Cause if I don't, they gon' do the most. Everybody lit, take a toast. I feel alive and I'm going ghost. I gotta keep my niggas real close. Cause if I don't, they gon' do the most.
It's bad.
Hey, I miss my. Hey, I miss my. Hey, I miss my.
DJ Flair, make the money flair.
Twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, pop, pop.
Girl, go shake your ass in this bitch.
Pop, 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 5'9" like Brown shaking ass right now. Made it came down with a split.
Ooh, shit.
Bad little bitch, she done got a little money, now I broke, hope can't tell her shit.
Do your thing, bitch.
It's bad.
Hey, I miss my.
DJ Flair, make the money flair.
Twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, pop, pop.
Girl, go shake your ass in this bitch.
Pop, 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 5'9" like Brown shaking ass right now. Made it came down with a split.
Ooh, shit.
Bad little bitch, she done got a little money, now I broke, hope can't tell her shit.
Do your thing, bitch.
I got a little money, I throw a little something.
I'm a big dog up in this bitch.
Couldn't stop throwing money cause she looking like she riding on a D. Bitch got on her toes, ass shaking and she poke. Licking out her tongue like she licking on a pole. Licking all that money, man, this bitch setting goals. Hands in the air, looking back, bitch, you cold. Talk that shit. You nasty girl, you nasty.
I love you, girl.
You nasty girl, you nasty.
I love you all.
I'm nasty girl, I'm nasty.
I'm a hoe, looking red, man, she twerking on the floor. Do your thing, hoe.
Twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, twerk, 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 twerking like twerking on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, 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 dance like dancing on the D, pop, pop, pop.
Girl, go shake your ass in this bitch.
Twerk, 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 make it do it.
Black leather glove, no sequin. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite shit. Nike crossbody, got a piece in. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey, don't you wanna.
Wait, wait, and go right foot up.
Black leather glove, no sequin. Buckles on the jacket, it's elite shit. Nike crossbody, got a piece in. Gotta dance, but it's really on some street shit. I'ma show you how to get it. It go right foot up, left foot slide. Left foot up, right foot slide. Basically, I'm saying either way, we bout to slide. Hey, can't let this one slide. Hey, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you the pack. It's a thriller in a track. Where we from? Baby, don't you wanna dance with me? No, I could dance like Michael Jackson. I could get you satisfaction. And you know we out here every day with it. I'ma show you how to get it. It go.
You heard
Bacon tea in this bitch.
Yo, what's good?
What happened to what happened to no dabs?
nigga.
Oh, it's yeah, always man. No daps. This is a way of life. We chilling. It's a good vibe, you know. Platinum Kush.
No daps.
And oranges.
Social distancing.
And its own juices. Lightly chilled over
while
here.
We in here. No daps.
I got you. We good money over here.
Well, we always here.
We good.
We in the building, man. Bacon Tea Bear. Pandemic edition. Live from Brooklyn, New York. We in this bitch. Bear, what's going on with you? How you doing? How you live?
I'm doing great. Family's great. Everybody's doing good. We
healthy. Lux
I'm
verse.
Happy. I'm happy.
Healthy.
Healthy.
Word. Healthy.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody here healthy. Jared, what's popping with you, my nigga?
It's good. Just maintaining through this pandemic. Just trying to stay strong. You know, be there for my loved ones and my family. That's all.
Heard you. That's what's up. That's what's up. De'Asia in the building. What up, De'Asia? You ain't a guest of the, you ain't a guest of the show anymore. You damn near here every time you record. Bow, bow, bow. Hold on.
Yeah.
Gunshots.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Oh, shit.
Hold on, do you? Let's go.
DeAsia,
what's
going on, DeAsia? Shit, I'm chilling. I'm out
here. You know what I'm saying? We outside. We outside,
but we not.
You know, my street.
We outside, but we not.
Our street hood correspondents in the building, the street spy. What's going on in the streets?
Ain't nothing. We literally in the house. Ain't nothing. I'm literally stuck here. I can't go nowhere. There's nowhere to go. It's nothing. Nothing. I talk to people from Brazil, Australia. They're same thing out there. Ain't nothing going on out there either.
You know, ain't nothing. Everybody's
around.
It's hot in Brazil, nigga. Shit.
Yeah, but they ain't got no gloves. You know, what's out there to do?
Fuck the gloves. Just wash. Make sure your hands is clean.
Wash your hands.
Yeah. I mean, they got salt water out there, like natural salt water. Like that's like. You know what I mean?
Well, they got the
same. It's all about staying safe and staying healthy.
Thank you.
That's what it's about.
So, we figured we'd come through, give you guys a little show, you know what I'm saying? Understanding that social distancing is very important in this day and age. We are all 6 feet away, so we're going to have to all talk very loud. So you guys can hear us, but we definitely wanted to give you guys a quick little pod, quick little 1-2, you know, take your mind off some of the crazy shit that's going on in this motherfucker. I first off want to start by saying fuck Corona.
Fuck Corona.
Fuck COVID-19. Fuck the whole motherfucking disease that we can't see, this virus we can't fight because we don't know how to fight it. But want to salute all of the essential workers. Right. Want to salute all of the first responders.
We thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
We want to say a rest in peace to everybody who has succumbed to this piece of shit ass virus.
Man. Or,
you know what I'm saying? A quick rest in peace. Can we get a little quick moment of silence for the pod? Rest in peace, everybody. This shit is real, y'all. I see a lot of dumb shit on the internet. I see a lot of dumb shit people talking about, trying to, you know, distract us from the fact that at the end of the day, people are fucking dying.
Right.
You want to try to find out why. I get all of that, but at the end of the day, people are dying, man. This shit is getting close to a lot of friends of mine, a lot of family of mine is getting close. You know, rest in peace to a lot of the people in the clergy that have been passing, and rest in peace to the first responders that's been doing their job in passing. Rest in peace to just rest in peace, man. This shit is really, really, really getting spooky out here, man. So I was just really, again, want to advise y'all to, I just want to advise y'all to be safe out here. If you don't got to go nowhere, don't go nowhere. And if you do, please use the precautions. Go out here with your mask. Go out here with your gloves. definitely utilize your sanitizers and your hand wash, you know, washing your hands and, you know, really taking this thing serious. You know, I see a lot of young people out being real reckless, you know, and I just want to say, you know, I don't want to really get in the dark space, thought in the pod, but a lot of the young people don't understand that, no, you won't get sick, or you may not show a symptom, but you may have it and pass it to somebody else. And because you are healthy enough to fight it off, don't mean the next person.
Mm-hmm.
So I see a lot of young people are getting restless, wanting to go out. I'm seeing corona parties and all types of real stupid shit that you really shouldn't be doing. I really implore you to think about your mama, think about your daddy, think about your grandmama, your aunties who you may run by and possibly infect, God forbid you have it. You know, so I just want to definitely send a real word of advice to the young people. Ain't shit going on. Ain't nobody going nowhere. Everything that y'all want to do is going to be right there when this shit is finished. Trust me. And you'll rather have people and your loved ones around to see this finish through like you may get to see this through. You know? So, I ain't sitting here about to beat y'all motherfuckers up in the head, bro. We got a really stupid pod for you guys. But please take this shit very seriously, man. For somebody who has a loved one that's out here fighting for this shit every day, please take this shit real serious, y'all. You heard? Bev?
I do want everybody to stay safe and stay protected. You know what I'm saying? And if you don't have to go out, don't go out. You know what I'm saying? Because you never know. Just that fast, you can get it. And then you don't even know you have it until, you know, maybe 2 weeks down the line. Because there's no signs of it until later on. So please stay protected. Wash your hands, wear a glove, wear a mask. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's really bad out here. You know what I'm saying? I want to say things are getting better, but there might be another wave of it. So it's like, please stay protected. You know, keep your family safe. And, you know, like he said, ain't shit out there. Ain't shit out there for you to do. If you want to go out there for a fresh, you know, walk around the block one time for some fresh air, fine. But go outside protected. You know, because this thing is crazy. This thing happens every 100 years. I looked it up. It happens every 100 years. There's a virus or something that comes out, and it's crazy. So be protected, people. Please.
Facts. So, let's get out of this dark space.
It's a pod.
Let's start this shit off right. Deja, what's a demon?
A demon?
What's a demon?
And what type of words? In street or?
In street, yeah. They mean about to get
you. Like you on demon time?
What's a demon? What's a demon? What's demon time? I know one kind of answers the other, yeah. But you got to answer what's first. What's a demon?
Well, I don't. You tell me.
What do you mean? I'm asking you. What's a demon? Well, what do demon you think
time,
a demon is?
Well, demon time for me means like you on go, like you with the shits, like you don't care what's about to go down. You with the shits. You down for whatever. Demon
okay.
time.
Okay, so demon time means you on go.
Right.
You with all types of smoke.
You
all
with
types
all
of shit.
Types of smoke. Like
that's what you. That's what yeah. demon time is. Yeah. You, okay, Jared. What you think? Demon. What's a demon, Jared?
I don't know what the street word of a demon is.
Huh?
I don't know what the street version of a demon is.
You don't know what the street version of a demon is?
No, I don't either.
Educate me.
That's what I'm saying. Because I'm sitting here like, what are you talking about? You're
gonna learn. So don't make that face. Educate me, my brother.
I feel like that don't be nowhere. God, y'all don't be nowhere. So y'all don't know. Y'all haven't heard.
I mean, I heard Fabi say it.
I heard a demon.
To people, I know what you heard. Evangelist Best. You know what you heard.
Oh, demon be. Ooh, ooh.
So yeah, ooh, from ooh. What I'm hearing, from what I not fucking hearing, but what I, my definition of a demon, so that's because I asked De'Asia, because I primarily hear, I've heard demons so said in two ways.
Beverly, this is you?
Oh, no. I've heard demons said in two ways. One, by a male, and his reference to his dudes, and like you said, they on go, right? And then I've heard it apply to females. And they turn up naughty shit. You know what I'm saying? When they ready, when they pretty much with all types of, you said with the shit, the bitches that be on Tory Lives or Boosie Lives, as you see everybody doing these lives on Instagram and shit like that.
They on Demon Time.
The girls, they be on Demon Time.
They with they the do shits. Anything.
Right. They wasting Demon their time. Motherfucking almond milk. Shits. You know what I'm saying? They wasting almond milk on their ass.
I don't like Demon Time.
They wasting good milk that they pay like $10 for.
They swallowing cold gummy worms and shit.
I don't like Demon.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Demon Time is you on go. You on your high level freak shit.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's called Demon Time?
Demon Time for that. But then I've heard another term where a dude may be implying his guys, his bros, his shooters, his whoever.
Right. His they on Demon
they
Time.
They on Demon Time, but that means
they on go. They ready out. To shoot the air. Right. They about to run lit. Down on niggas. Right. Like, you better watch out. Like,
it's a go.
Gotta,
you know, we on Demon Time. We on bad time.
So it's two different.
We on bad time. Right. I've heard,
okay.
I've heard it on two different ways. You know what I'm saying? So if we go with the one, so the guy shit, I don't really want to go in the negative space. Let's keep it in the freaky orbits, right? So, it's a demon time for the ladies, right? Does everybody have demon time? Does all ladies have demon time?
Well, yeah. Well, I know I can always be.
I used to.
I
used to have
a. I have two, you know. You can have a.
Can a guy be a demon?
Yeah.
On the in the sexual level, on the sexual space.
Yeah.
Not demon shoot your shit.
Yeah.
Guys can be a demon.
Oh, a demon is just a freak, right?
Huh?
Demon is just a freak, right?
He's on all levels freak. Demon.
But demon time could be.
You gotta keep going to that, right?
Demon time. It depends on what how you say it, demon. It depends on the sentence.
Oh, well, so
I'm trying to hypnotize us with the hookah.
So continue. What you say? Continue. What you say?
Well, it depends on how you're saying. Like, oh, he's a demon, or he's a demon time. Because it could go two ways: sexually or hey. With the shit.
Hey, hold on, but
no, I'm talking sexually? About it's just sexually. Yeah, I'm going I'm, with Demon Time. Get your gun out.
I know, I'm just telling him that you get when you outside.
So can a guy be on Demon Time
sexually?
Sexually,
yes, he can.
Explain.
He breaking my back. He on Demon Time.
That's just that means Demon Time. Just back break you.
No, because we don't back break all the time. You know, y'all don't back break all the time. It's certain times when he back break. You know, you get the side pumps, and then that's it.
I'm still trying to get the understanding of what y'all talking about. For real.
See, we done lost. We done lost.
I didn't lose me, but I'm trying to understand.
This is the
back breaking.
This is the first time I'm hearing this.
Really?
I gotta be honest.
We lit.
I thought that was more freak to that. That's not freak.
No, we lit. Like, we lit.
It just sound like.
Like we lit
the same shit. Just they just revamped it or switched up the new word called it demon. Demon time. Yeah.
What really does change in the world, Jared? But the lingo.
Everything.
No, the lingo. Nothing.
Well, the lingo stays. The
there's nothing
same.
New under the sun.
Yeah, pretty much.
So the lingo just changes, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you're right. Yeah, being freaky geeky is now demon time, right?
Yeah.
But I just wanted to know. If a guy's on Demon Time, what does he have to do to be on Demon Time? He's licking toes, he eating ass.
He doing it all.
You know what I mean?
He doing it all. Like, we are on drugs. Literally, drugs. Like, we're not on just weed. Okay? And look up. We're like on some whole other shit, okay?
Well, wait, you went out on just weed. All right, you stopped me there.
That's demon time. Like, he is backbreaking. Like, he is like, we are breaking the bed.
So he basically is going
ham. He is going ham. I'm sore. I don't want it for a week. I'm good. Dried out.
Oh, boy. That's a good time.
See? Demon time. Okay?
Demon time. Demon time. Jerry, have you ever been on demon time?
Oh, most definitely. I've been on demon
time. All nighters. Like, you see the light coming out like, damn, man, we still going. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
On the shrooms, too. Most definitely.
Jerry and the shrooms.
You see, Jerry? Yeah. Y'all didn't know the vibes.
Wait, you did shrooms before? You did mushrooms before?
Shit was lit.
You did mushrooms before?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit was lit.
Jared cries when he does mushrooms.
You said Jared cried?
Jared cries. His mushroom experience always is with a good cry.
Really?
No, I did it. I cried one time. That shit made me.
He puts on Juice WRLD and it's over. He puts on Juice WRLD and it be lit.
He started crying on Juice
WRLD. Right, nigga? Then they're gonna hit that Juice WRLD.
You did it, bro.
What? That shit, this shit hit? This shit hit right here? You already know what it is. You already know. He's like, you save this song to the end of the night. Because you know, this song hit. That's it. So you save this song, you know it. He's like, yo, this.
I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take it back. I gave you this to the point why I love and I hate you. And I cannot change you. So I want to replace you. Easier said than done. I thought you were the one listening to my heart instead of my head. You found another one, but I am the better one. I won't let you forget me. I still see your shadows in my room. Can't take back the love that I gave you.
That was hilarious.
Oh, man.
I was tripping. I cried off of, what was it? Travis Scott, Stargazer. Mm. That shit happened. I was like,
oh,
shit.
Mm.
I need to go to sleep.
Jared got his power voice on.
He got his power voice on.
That's what I need to go to sleep.
That power voice creep up out of nowhere.
You did good in the beginning, Jared. Now we started talking.
Nigga started talking, that power voice creep up out of nowhere.
Yo!
I'm just laughing.
Yeah.
Still seeing shadows in my room.
I still see shadows in my room.
Oh my goodness.
Only cried during that song.
Only cried during that song. Travis Scott.
So I talk like Michael Jackson.
Stop whispering to me.
Yeah. Oh, say it like.
Not whispering.
No, because I kind of got a thread of the law. I said, why is that voice back
on? Fuck you whispering for.
No. Oh, my goodness.
Why the fuck are you whispering?
I see the shadows in my room. Oh,
man. I promise you I'm not whispering.
You are whispering.
I'm telling you.
That's
like,
part
you
sexy
got
voice
real low.
I was
like, Jerry, you part, was too good to get it.
That nigga pod sexy voice, nigga. You like,
I just see shadows in my room.
I did just smoke a whole clip, so.
Don't blame me on a clip.
Please
don't blame
me
on a clip.
You whispering, no. I am.
Dude, you talking fine now. Don't blame me on a clip.
Oh, my goodness.
Say it with your chest.
Shoot.
All right, man. Jared Lowe, man.
I have never right. Say it again, and she said it again.
That's what made me
I said, wait, what? Oh,
no, because it was like, pass.
Oh, man.
What?
My stomach is hurting.
Y'all never stupid as hell, man. How stupid as hell.
That's my brother. I can do that.
So
that was funny.
We had a topic that we talked about earlier that we're going to bring back up tonight. We don't really got that much shit to talk about with you guys. So, you know, we're not going to be before you long. So we're going to get right to the meat and potatoes of the pod and see where that takes us. So we was talking about, I think me and Bev had kind of started the conversation. And the conversation kind of went left, but developed a really dope topic that I thought that we should talk about, all the way to the point where she had brought her mama involved. She got her mama in, which was pretty funny. But we were asked, the conversation
I
went...
love that lady.
The conversation was, would you masturbate in front of your spouse as a male?
Why are you laughing already?
As a male...
As a male, I asked, like, would you masturbate?
Would you allow your girl
to watch you masturbate?
Would you allow your girl to watch you masturbate? And I said, no. Everybody looked at me.
I said, why not?
I was crazy.
Would you?
I said, everybody looked at me like I was crazy. I said, no. I said, no. Everybody was crazy. Everybody looked wild. Or whatever
I
like that. Now, in the midst of that, we got one, for me, I felt like a valid answer as to why you should or you would. Shout out to DeAsia's super freak nigga that set the tone. Sorry, did I do that? My fault. Whoever you are. My fault. What do you do? There's another DeAsia. Not just DeAsia. That's him. There's another DeAsia. She spelled her name with an A instead of an E.
Keep going.
But anyway.
Oh. Hey, y'all. What a coincidence.
What a coincidence. There's two DeAsias here. Not just DeAsia.
I'm thinking it works. Shut up.
Definitely not this DeAsia. There's a whole nother one here. She's light skinned.
No.
Oh, okay.
He's still going.
I can't stop laughing. Okay.
Well, shout out to the light skinned DeAsia. Shout out to him.
Oh, about masturbating in front of your girl.
Yes, Jared. Please expound. Pause.
I mean, if she wanted to see me rubbing out,
you're not gonna
like,
rub it
I'm
out.
I'm hoping she gonna join in.
There's no joining in.
I'm just watching you rub it.
So the statement goes like this.
Would you let your girl watch you masturbate just because she wanna watch you? No sexual returns of favors at the end or in the middle. She ain't gonna hop on it halfway through or help you out or anything. She's just gonna watch your shit fully clothed while she's gonna
be not touching
clothed.
Herself.
She's not touching herself or nothing. The bitch is most likely on her phone. But she's still looking at you like this. Where's you masturbate? You're like, go ahead, no, brush your neck.
I'm watching.
You getting that all?
That's what I'm saying. I'm watching you. I want you to do it, so I'm watching you do it.
I mean, yeah, that's
and
on
like,
your bucket list. We good? Yeah.
Get it, Daddy.
No, try it one time.
Get it. Get it.
You only live once.
Get it.
That's so. When I asked the question, you know, I tried to answer it in a mature way. I think I had a better understanding as why not. So my answer as to why not is that men are visual creatures, and for the most part,
whoa, like, I'm doing my same regimen, but she was just watching that.
Hmm? Oh, you have a regimen?
I'm just saying, maybe I want to.
You have to get prepared?
Not a regimen, but you I'm have... saying.
So let's keep it a beat.
You have items?
Most niggas jerk off the porn.
I'm not going to freestyle right? off so let's the keep wall.
Most niggas jerk off the porn.
Thank you.
Most niggas jerk off the porn.
What y'all wouldn't mind you watching the video?
So he, you knock a mind him watching a video, You think a video's gonna get that on?
Hold on, you gonna watch me go through the search?
You gonna let me?
Yeah, I'm gonna pick a good one.
Oh,
then she gonna be like, oh, that's what you like.
Do you understand, motherfuckers get through page 99 of the pornos before we find maybe one? Niggas be at porn. Now watch our masturbation. It'll be it's 2 hours for niggas.
It's a whole thing that you...
A plethora.
It's a plethora.
No,
of
niggas got bookmarks and shit.
Those two.
Those get trash.
You don't want to leave a paper trail. You want to leave a paper trail.
Those bookmarks be trash. Them bookmarks be there just because.
Those are decoys.
Niggas go to the bookmarks, but we those can't find that new drink. After page 99. On my mama. Niggas... Page 99, niggas will page 99 of Pornhub and be like, I ain't nothing on here.
But then again, sometimes guys don't want us to know what they watch.
Then niggas go to their motherfucking bookmarks.
Guys don't want us to know what they watch as porn.
That could be true too.
To get them off?
That could be true too.
Because you'd be surprised what they watch to get off.
That could be true too.
No.
Yeah. And that, yeah.
You want to hear something? Nah, I'm not going to say that.
Asia.
You will kick my ass. You will kick me outside.
Yeah.
You will kick
what? Let me see if I agree with you. What do you watch?
Kick my ass.
What do you watch?
It's not me.
Oh.
You will kick my ass.
Yeah.
I'm curious. We talk later.
Go ahead. Just get
I'm curious.
No, I'm not saying that on
that. I'm curious. You mentioned it. Now you got to say it. That's how we roll on this pod.
No,
that was a bad idea. I told you. But you know, couples do watch, you know, have
DVDs?
Yes.
Who?
I mean,
not DVD.
I know couples that watch porn.
Well, back then, like, you know, when DVDs was lit. Mm-hmm. I knew a couple that had a lot of DVDs of porno.
Well, my
bad. And that's true. I know a few people. Not
a lot of couples that when DVDs was out, they had a collection.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
my dad and mom had collections.
Fucking who talks about, who's talking about DVDs right now?
But I'm just saying. You saying, you know, they have different type of, you know, people that like different stuff. I said, yeah. Like, you know,
back when you only had one DVD, that made that one DVD work.
Unless, that's why they picked out a certain DVD.
The DVD was... Oh, no. That's why
that's like having a certain bookmark.
That mad DVDs. Bookmarks. The only way you bookmark porn back in the day was if you had the shit on VHS. That was your bookmark. When you paused it, when you nutted that, was when you stopped that. That's your bookmark right there. When you nutted that, this is gross. Then, cut it off. That's your bookmark. Unless you was an old freak nigga and left your DVDs in the DVD player.
Like
so
dad.
When you put the DVD and play it back, you just pressed on. Oh, shit.
My dad never turned it down.
Shout out Vanessa Del Rio.
He never turned it down.
No legend. Down. Legend in two games.
Got to a point where you got to knock on my phone. Hey, Dad, turn it down, please. Turn me down. Thank you.
With the big butt.
So question, when you think about porn, what do you think about? Like, what's the first thing to come to mind? Porn, what's the first thing to come to mind?
Scenes? Like, they be having, like, weird scenes. Like, mom fucking brother from down the block or some shit. Like, weird scenes.
Okay.
Mad
weird scenes.
Like the girl on the chair sucking the nigga dick while the mom's cooking.
Yeah,
and shit like
that. What in the
and he's
fuck
looking like this.
What in the fuck
I see this TikTok where it was like, it was a song. It was like, do-do-do, 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 do-do-do. It was like 99% of guys know this song or smile when they hear this sound. They smile when they hear this sound. And so it was girlfriends going to their boyfriends, and like, there was a beat kind of like to play it off. Uh-huh. And then at the middle of the beat would stop, and it would be the Pornhub music. Do-do-do-do-do.
The guys would go like,
and start smiling, like, out of nowhere, like, because the prank is 99% of guys know the Pornhub sound. That means you be on the space. So they was just doing it to random people. Dads, brothers, girlfriends, little girl. They did to a little girl, little girl knew what that shit was.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Weird scenes for me.
Guys, I don't think guys like watching. Guys don't.
I look for the big butts.
Talk about it.
What?
Oh yeah, your porn look. What you look at? For big butts.
Big butts.
Big butts.
No.
You don't look for big butts?
No,
I do.
I go for lesbians.
But with big butts.
You go for lesbians?
Yeah, I go for lesbians.
I mean, I'm a butt person. Period. Hold on. So
wait a second. Let's get even more technical in the search. Ebony.
Yes. Only ebony.
White girl lesbian seems to be wild.
No, but they do too much. They be inside each other's butts and stuff. Like, yeah. Listen, let's get to the point.
They be definitely in each other's butts.
What's that girl name who got the long tongue? I like her. Watch her stuff.
Who? Throwback Kid? That's like throwback.
Right, with the long tongue.
Light skinned black girl?
She's not that light skinned.
You mean black heart Heather?
I think so.
You know who that is, right?
No.
She has a really long tongue. She'd be eating the hell out of these girls.
Mistakenly shows his reach, huh? I'm not Heather.
So that means y'all don't really be watching porn like that, then. If y'all know the long tongue girl.
I know. I only last long tongue girl I know was Kitten that was in porno.
Oh, yeah.
Kitten had the super long jaw.
With the tattoo?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Okay.
That's throwback. Kid somebody's grandmother right now.
Legend in two-way classes.
Legend. Yeah. Legend.
That's for real.
Legend. Super legend. So you think black lesbians, you think butts. Jared?
I don't know. I guess the MILF shit.
MILFs?
But the black shit, the ebony.
Ebony MILFs?
Yeah.
I'd be feeling like that's just ebony. Like
pretty much.
All of them bitches is mothers. Pretty much. Let's get fucked. You just put the ebony.
Pretty much.
Ah, all right. That's just ebony. Grandmamas. You watch grandmamas.
Probably does. Watching grandmas.
Watching gilfs. Grandmas, I like to
say gilfs. How do you know about that, sir?
Gilfs. Grandmas, I like the buck.
The gilf section.
Come here, sonny. Come on over here and get up in his ass.
Mom, POV or two, you know.
I think the old men are nasty. They have the nasty porns, but the old men, that's nasty.
No, I kind of did that.
I don't.
I do.
So me... I don't like that produced ass porn. I can't do that produced ass porn.
Yeah, the cut.
Like, so we can call it the amateur.
Yeah, like I'm amateur, like all the way.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I'm amateur. Let me see you put your shit up like let me see that. Let me hear Jodeci in the background or some shit. Let me hear some Trey Songz in the background.
I like that amateur shit.
Right, let me see the cigarette box over camera. There. Right, the camera over here and shit. Yeah, baby. Hold up, baby. Hold up. I need that shit.
No,
I need that. Like, oh, yeah, this nigga killing. He killing. He killing.
I don't need no scripted porn.
I don't need none of that scripted porn. I didn't see that man getting up, getting the camera. When he finished, you seeing this nigga dick and shit. Oh, shit. Pause. You see this nigga all in the camera and shit. That's the real porn. Fuck all that made up shit. The bitch, oh yeah, fuck me, oh yeah. Bitch say cock, I'm done. I'll even cut this off. Cut this off.
Yo.
When a bitch say cock, that's it for me. You say cock to me, this night is done. Give me your cock. Yeah, all right. You go home.
Wait, have anybody told y'all to shut up during sex? Like, you do all that talking. Have anybody told y'all just shut the fuck up? No? Nobody told you to be quiet? Nobody told you to be quiet?
Nope.
Jerry, I told you shut the fuck up, nigga.
Have you told anybody to shut up?
Mm-mm. I had to tell people to shut up. I had to tell people to shut up before. Fuck, be loud as hell.
Like, if we supposed to be quiet, then yeah.
Nah, that's the thing. Niggas know you're supposed to be quiet, but still don't be quiet. Like, but shut up.
No, because, like, you just say shit, and it's like, well, it's one thing you make a noise. The difference, I'm just talking about talking. Like, you took, like, literally talking, like, oh, that feels good. Oh, wait, put it, oh, yeah, just talking. Like, okay, that's enough talking.
Like, you, I should be talking for you. Nah, don't talk. Be quiet. Don't talk. Yeah, give me your cock.
Shut up. Right, that stuff. Don't.
Oh, no.
That stuff.
No.
That talk.
Shut up, bitch.
That talk.
Give me your cock.
Making noise is completely different. Like,
yeah.
That's different from. Give me that cock.
Give me your cock.
Let me feel that big old cock.
Yeah.
Totally different.
Fuck me. Fuck me. Shut up.
You're right about that.
Shut up. Keep it simple. Less is more, bitch. Just moan. And let us know when you coming. We hate that shit. We hate y'all. Don't let us know y'all coming ass females.
Thank you.
Preach.
Why?
Like, word. Say less. Y'all heard that, fellas? Say less. Okay. Don't tell us. Ooh.
But no,
that worked the same way.
No, but y'all can tell. No, y'all can tell when we come excited.
It don't matter about what we can tell. It's what we want to hear.
I was like, oh, I'm coming. You want to scream out?
I want to hear it. Niggas want to hear it. Yeah. The fuck? Yeah, we want to hear it.
Thank you.
We work for it. Give it to us. Let us know. The fuck you think we want to know for? No. Okay. That's
no, cool. I have to admit, I do want to know when he's coming.
That's cool.
I do want him to say, you know, when he's coming.
He ain't telling you shit.
This shit.
I ain't telling you shit.
I can feel it, but I'm just saying.
It's finished when it's done. It's over. That's it.
Well, me, I can go front of the round, so.
Fuck your other round. You didn't want to tell me about the run I was trying to.
Well, that's why I didn't tell you in the beginning, so we can go another round.
Nah.
But you would know that it could.
Nah.
Well, I mean.
Now you're just being green.
Hold on, no.
Y'all can't tell when a female is coming.
It's done.
Yeah.
Just you can tell when a female is coming.
Yeah, but still.
Keep going.
Right. But you scared? You gonna get your. You gonna tell them that you got your nut and you ain't gonna get no more?
Yeah.
Oh, no, don't think that,
that's,
girl.
Yeah, that's you.
Don't think that.
In your fear.
Don't think that. Because they want you. They want you to get that first nut off. They because some guys like for a female to come first.
Well, that's not even the first nut. You can't listen. That's not even the first nut. First nut start off early.
First penetrated night.
So oh, first penetrated. All
right. First penetrated night. Of course, you most likely coming from getting your pussy ate or whatever early. You're doing. Right, whatever nigga doing, of course. That's a freebie. That's the freebie nut. That's the nut to work up to the pussy. That's right. That's the freebie nut right there. Niggas give that shit away easy.
Okay, so let me ask y'all a question. If you already got your nut and I didn't get my nut, is the sex over? Because I still didn't nut yet. So am I going to go nutless?
Pretty much, all right.
No nuts.
Race over. Race over. The race is done.
So fuck me. You got your nut, so fuck me.
Oh, but that's no problem because...
The race is done.
Two can play that game.
Race is done.
Checkmate.
There you go.
Because I'm going to eat my shit, and then I'll be like, you know what? Oh, I'm done.
Your shit.
I'm done. Okay, I'm good from here. See ya.
You could have just asked.
No, because no. After the sex was good and he nuts and I didn't get mine or whatever like that. Like, I'm not gonna sit there and play with myself. I'm not gonna do that.
What's up, King Diamond?
All right, whatever. I'm just saying, like, would you help me get my nut after you had got yours?
Of course, Sharon is here.
Nah, one of my.
Would you help the girl get her
nut after you had got
yours? He said he is. He said he's gonna assist you in everything you need me to do.
He's like, I ain't been going. He lying. He laid out, go to sleep. Wait, my leg.
Right? he said he gonna assist you.
Wait, my leg, baby. I'm hot. Wait a minute. I gotta cool
you
out.
It's the sister to find your underwear because your Uber's coming.
What?
You got a sister. You can find your underwear because your Uber is like 5 minutes away.
Oh, wait a second.
Asshole.
That's fucked up. Yo, that's words.
Wait, what?
Nothing. Next topic.
Asshole.
I'm just an asshole. Yeah, but it's literally like, oh, so yeah, your Uber's like 5 minutes away. You standing there.
I'm sorry.
With your underwear. You standing there like, so your Uber's like 5 minutes away.
Word.
That's when she walked out the door. Fuck you, nigga.
I'll cancel that Uber.
No, not
as soon as you get out the door, Uber cancel. That Uber cancel. Cancel.
But I have a secret to tell you. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing right now? I'm on my way.
See ya. Gotta pay for that Uber.
Word.
You gonna tell him where you at though?
You had no choice to tell him.
You gotta tell him where you at. You gotta tell
him. You have no choice.
You gotta give him my Addy and all that. Yeah.
All the info.
Go ahead.
Damn.
That's crazy. Anywho.
That was so random.
That was wild, random, and toxic as hell.
Very toxic. Oh my god.
That shit was very toxic, man.
They were shit to give you like. A brain aneurysm.
I don't like it.
What's our time stamp, though?
I'd rather get you off first before I start.
What would it be a freaky way?
Well, I'm thankful. Mm-hmm. And I'm safe. And I'm healthy.
Amen.
We're going to do For the Love of Jared in the upcoming episodes. We got to get my man the date. He's new to the city.
Jared, I'm going to hook you
what
up.
What kind of girl do you like, Jared?
He's new to the city. You know what I'm saying?
Pretty ones.
Pretty ones.
We got to.
Elaborate some more
so I can see what I got.
You know what I mean?
You can't just say pretty ones.
People got Johns in the stable, you know what I mean?
I can work with all flavors.
Mm-hmm.
She gotta be into what? Comic books?
I like that type of stuff, but damn, man, I don't give a fuck if she don't like that shit.
You care, though.
Not really.
She said it was really
comic. She gotta watch comic books. She gotta watch y'all. She gotta know a little anime. Like she definitely gotta watch wrestling.
That's debatable.
She gotta watch wrestling. She gotta know.
Jerry, you wanna be with somebody that you have something in common.
She gotta know a little battle rap, just a little bit. You know what I mean? She got to know how to
she
roll.
She might let you know a couple of them.
She in a little battle rap. Just a
bar
little bit.
Too.
You know what I mean? A little something, something. You
know when I say, hey, yo.
She know what he mean. Pretty much.
Somebody that can catch on fast because, honestly.
Probably.
Kind of.
That girl's not much battle rap.
With these two, yes. You got to catch on fast. But she got to catch on fast.
High speed intelligence is a plus, though.
Got to.
What's the age range?
She older across the street. She older to get hit.
Oh, Oh my god.
Yo! She opened up across the street. She opened up again.
Oh my god, baby. Yeah.
A lot of different names go across the street. No.
That's a wild ass statement right there.
It was a wild statement.
That's a wild one, man.
Because you gotta know stuff. You gotta know stuff about Jared. You can't like, just pick any girl.
That's
know,
true.
28, 40 something.
Ooh.
How
old
are you? You don't know no 40 somethings.
Who?
You.
You don't know who I know.
You don't know 40 somethings.
You don't know who I know. You don't know no 40 year old demons.
I like the sound of 40 year old demon.
40
year old demon.
I do.
I bet. Hold on. So you got 40-year-old demons, Deasia?
All right, so demons.
You got 40-year-old demons?
For the love of Jared.
Oh, you could do the theme song. What about the holy demons?
Holy demons, wow.
I know a couple of those.
Ooh, sounds juicy.
They're like a young man. They're like a younger man.
You know, bring him to church, you know? Got a little Bible.
Hold on,
got
maybe Jerry's proper
Jesus. All Jerry got to do wear his Jesus shoes that he had on the other day.
Oh, my God. So, teacher Jerry.
All you got to do is wear your Jesus
and
shoes.
And his
fanny
pack.
So, your fanny pack.
You all right?
Substitute teacher Jerry.
They're like a... Right, substitute teacher Jerry!
He was looking like one the other day.
Jesus shoes. And we wear no brown shoes.
Are you hating?
I'm not hating. My uncle used to dress like that.
Hold on. The love of Jared theme music.
Going nowhere as we've reached a climax. We're together, now we're undone. We commit, so we choose to run away.
Oh, boy.
Do we separate? We don't want to give in, so we both give up.
I like that thing.
Can't take it back. It's too late, we reach the climax.
What?
Who's singing that?
I think that should be it.
Who's singing it?
Like something like that.
That dude, he killed him. He's fired. He's fired.
Who's singing
it? He's fired. All right, so for the love of Jared, so we're going to need some contestants.
We're going
to
need some contestants.
That's just the tempo.
No, that doesn't set the tempo.
What are you talking about?
We're going to need some contestants age 28 to 40.
Man. That's a dope song. No. It's just the tempo.
No. We got to post a picture of Jared on our webpage.
You got to post a picture of Jared on our Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram.
And if you want to date Jared, just leave your picture and your name and your Facebook and Instagram.
We're going to do some quarantine dates, you know.
Some call-ups.
We're going to do some social distancing dates.
Social distancing.
You know what I'm saying? A whole lot of Facebook.
A whole lot of
Messenger.
FaceTime.
He has to have an iPhone, so he's going to have to Google Duo you.
Don't do that to Jared.
Personals.
Yo, don't do that. Don't do that.
What? No. I gotta let you know. So what if a bitch wanna FaceTime and you can't FaceTime?
You know what's so messed up? I'll sacrifice that for my brother.
But what? It's not because
you know
it's true.
Negative energy.
It's true. It's true.
It's from China.
So I'll sacrifice myself.
It's from China.
I just want to be accurate. It's from Android.
Oh, don't do that to him.
I just want
to
be accurate. Nah, because what if a bitch want to FaceTime you? She can't FaceTime you.
Look, ask his sister. He is.
You gotta run
nice
into that
man.
Problem. You gotta be honest from the gate. See, that's what we're talking. I'm working on you. Let me produce. I'm trying to work your honesty. It's the best product.
But it's not sounding good.
You're starting honest. Listen, I have an Android. I'm not saying like you're not making it sound good.
It's about for like a couple quarters. I think he's still out the game.
What type of girl? We're getting off that subject because what type of girl you like?
I don't know. Good morals, values.
Do she have to have no kids?
Oh shit! 2020.
That's important.
That's very important.
That's important
because. A lot of people nowadays, you asking for 40. There's not a lot of 40-year-olds without kids.
Oh, nah. I ain't saying it's 40. That was just the age range of smash. But, like, someone...
Okay.
You want to smash? I'm thinking you looking for relationships.
Yeah. I'm trying to smash. But a smash and Jared is... That's an easy-ass topic.
I can't smash. That's a different, type of topic.
But a smash and Jared is like...
So you can't say for the love of Jared.
You're going to get you a wedding for that.
Yeah, I don't know. Wait, I would have
just said, do you know any weddings? You would have been like, I got you better than the demon.
I got you.
You were lost on the demon phrase, but wedding, you totally get.
Don't do that to her.
Huh?
I know what wedding
means. You know what a wedding means, completely.
Oh, my goodness.
What? I said, so wait, you didn't understand the demon thing, because the demon was like, I don't know. Because she took it from the men's perspective, and I was like, oh, so if I would have said wedding, you would have got what I was trying to go at.
Right.
I know what I'm saying. I'm not saying anything.
But the female term.
Right.
Because the girls don't say we're on demon time. We're wedding.
Little mama's from the
belly. We ready.
Little mama's from the belly.
Uh-huh.
There was a wedding. Heavy.
Oh.
We was on it. Heavy.
Oh.
Wedding.
Oh, word?
He met in the deli.
Deli?
Oh.
He met in the deli, Smooth L met at New Apollo's. These niggas is going to eat and find new freaks.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
That's what you gotta go for? You wanna go to a deli and find a wedding?
A deli. I don't know what.
Cause they be there, they be in at the store right there. I'll be seeing them lately.
Hold on, what the fuck is a wedding?
Huh? See, now I gotta explain to the old nigga what a wedding is.
Buddy is basically young. Where you go? Hot in Caesar's Pizza.
Baby, right?
And they're predominantly found in delis.
And they Spanish.
Oh, no. Some don't sound right about it.
They're heavy.
Some don't
heavy
sound
right about
it. You said they heavy?
Yep, I'm declining on it.
So you don't want a wedding?
Okay. No.
Okay.
All right,
I got you.
No, thank you.
All right, so back to the love of Jared. So, you want a girl with some morals?
Sure. What about the kids, I'm asking?
What about the children?
Nah, I'm good on those.
Wow.
Mm. Oh, no, I want kids.
No, but somebody else is...
No, but you don't want a girl who has kids.
You don't want a girl with responsibilities, Jared?
Wow.
Wow, y'all should see his face.
I didn't say that.
You didn't say anything, Jared.
No, I'm just what? Saying. Like,
Because
of the situation that might come with it?
Yeah.
Really?
What comes with it, Jared?
I don't know. I don't want no part of that.
What do you want? What's wrong? What's the wrong
It's
with?
Like starting to... Oh, hold on. Well, everything doesn't work for certain people. How about that?
Okay, so why doesn't it work for you? I'm trying to understand why doesn't
it work for you? Have you ever been with a girl who had kids?
Yes.
And what happened?
It's like...
What happened?
I guess it was because our kids was bad, so that's not me.
Everybody got bad kids. So it didn't work out between you and her because her kid was bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, that's some other shit.
You just say yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. That wasn't even that. It was just... That's the past.
Damn, you still hurt?
No.
So why can't you talk about it?
Fuck that bitch.
Then talk about the bitch.
Wait.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. Just like... I understand you gotta prioritize when it comes to you having a child. Or
all right, so you don't like that she put her kid first?
It wasn't even that.
No, what was it?
It was just...
She ain't want you eating the kid's snacks and shit? You <can't. laughs>
<Dude, what? laughs> all the snacks and drinking all the three sons.
You was tight? No. She barked at you one night?
I couldn't get the gushers?
No, you can't get no gushers.
So what happened?
Oh, nothing. Just...
Jared, this ain't happening.
He ate the gushers and she barked on his ass.
Oh, no.
Jared, what happened?
We just got to an agreement that we need to be with each other no more. What was it about? I tried that with a child shit for like 8 months.
Okay, let's just put it to it. Jared don't want nobody who has kids.
That's hard to find nowadays.
It really is.
It's really hard to find.
I know.
Yeah.
That's a real standard. You looked out.
But I have one. You didn't, goddamn it.
Shit. I'm saying.
Oh, I didn't know what the backboard.
I'm talking about myself. You know what I'm saying? It's not about you. It's about me.
How about you? Okay. Cool. Heard you. That's cool. So Jared wants a mythical woman without kids.
Wow.
That's true. You can't find a man, though, who ain't got at least one child.
Yeah, come on.
Look at Jared. Look.
That's unfortunate.
45 years old. No
That's
kids.
Unfortunate.
I mean, but Jared is rare.
Rare.
Because you, for real, you cannot find
he
a guy not this
old. Bungalow somewhere. That's why.
Yeah, in the bungalow.
At his age
in
range.
The bungalows of North Carolina.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, in the woods.
Yeah.
On a plantation.
Yeah, that's why nobody found his ass.
Yeah, your age range.
He
I mean,
just
that's
got
rare.
He just got free. Little.
Master let you free?
Yes.
Oh man, that's
wow.
Fucked up.
Wow.
It's this shit out.
Wow.
That's funny. Oh, that's kind of true. That's why it's funny. It's like a
yeah,
little.
It's
like a little
like
true.
Shit.
Like wait.
Oh my.
Angels up on my. Never mind. All right. Anyway, so ladies, if you're interested in dating a man that's not looking for children from you,
with another man.
Wait, how can else you have a child? You can't have another woman. You can't have.
He doesn't want a woman with other kids with another man.
But wait, it's not like she can have kids with another woman.
Wait, why is he talking about?
She said. Because she was like, she won't want to have a child. She don't want a woman to have a child with another man. I was like, it's not like she can have a child.
I'm talking about Jared.
I know. You said you said that he doesn't want a woman to have a child with another man.
Yeah.
But I'm saying
about a relationship, or just you know, kicking it for you know, getting.
That's what you want to do. You want to. That's what your long term goal is to still.
Because you know, girls got jump off friends and relationship friends.
For the subject.
The subject is to love Jared, right?
Oh. To get, we gotta know.
It's not for the smash, Jared. We're not trying to give you.
We're trying to get you somebody, Jared.
It's gonna last for a couple of years, not no couple of months.
Not a couple of days.
Oh, week.
You're just trying to smash and dash.
I think that's what it is. He want to test the waters and smash and dash for
There's him. Nothing wrong with that. Say that's what you want to
Say
do.
Say that's what you want to do. You want to smash and dash
Niggas got some weddies for you.
Might need a couple. What the fuck are weddies?
We got some for you.
I feel like me and the old ones here. And we just like, what? What is that word? What is the term? What is this?
I feel old.
From
the
deli.
I'm the oldest here, though.
Okay, so we get the drift that he At this moment, he wants to smash and dash.
Okay, you want to smash and dash. Okay.
Hold on. Is there a difference between a smash and dash and a wedding?
They're the same thing.
Right. Oh. You smash and dash weddies.
Okay. You smash and dash weddies.
Right.
The 40s?
What?
What?
No.
Weddies. Remember
what you said? No, but he's talking about the age range.
How'd you get back to age range?
No, the dollar range.
What? How did you get the dollar range?
You know what? I'm done. Yeah.
Now you're paying for sex? Come on, man. $40? Oh, hell no. That's all you're giving is $40?
Oh, Lord.
Nah.
You know?
I'm done with this.
Who's the $40 bitch?
Who is
they?
Oh, no. What is happening?
Hey, get your podcast voice off.
Oh, my podcast voice is off.
No, it was on just then.
I don't know. You know, gotta keep 6 feet. You can hear me. They can hear me. The world can hear me.
The world can hear you.
I don't know.
We're gonna put this out. Matter of fact.
Oh, my gosh. Jared, they're gonna think you're a creep.
Wait, what?
They're gonna think you're a creep.
It's like, yo, every time he get comfortable, he start whispering.
I can't be comfortable?
You start whispering, be comfortable, but stop whispering.
You know, I need to do an ASMR.
Do you do that on dates?
You gotta get
hell no.
All right.
So you don't do that talk on dates? You start doing
I'm
that?
Just talking.
When the last time you went on a date?
Oh, Lord, you gotta think.
Like December.
December?
You went on a date in December of last year?
What did y'all do?
Sure, we gotta talk about this.
What?
You went on a date last year in December?
What did y'all do?
Just went out.
Sure, what did y'all do?
Not much. Just went to the mall and shit.
Sure, I can see now that we won't have a proper conversation.
At the mall?
Oh, no.
Jerry, are you like this on dates?
Yeah, we're out.
Cheesecake Factory is at the mall, so.
You're, Jerry, okay. You can't give straight answers?
What do you mean?
Are you like this on dates? Like no. Females like for you to elaborate.
Are you imagining?
If I say to you, how was your day today? What did you do today?
You told me like you're not going to smoke before the date?
Not that big of a spliff.
Really? So that's a
Jerry,
right.
Now I see.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah, I've been saw.
He gives one.
You don't talk. Like, you don't really talk.
I mean, you know.
I mean, you know.
And it's like you go around in circles.
He said, I mean, you know.
Nah, I do talk, but you know.
Well, what do you know? What does that mean?
You know, I'm just trying to get
my mind. Oh, my God. Shit.
I'm suffering with PTSD.
Jared, what was your longest relationship?
Ooh, like 2 years? 2.5?
And then she said you have a communication problem?
Probably not. That
she never said that to you?
I mean, I tend to open up to, you know, more.
What, a year and a half in?
No, of course not.
Was she walking out the door? All right, I'll tell you.
Of course not.
Okay, I will talk to you.
I got you.
I will tell you right now.
No, but I can hear him saying that. I got you.
Just sit down.
No, I'm way more. I'm just calm. Sometimes I'm chill.
Sometimes
you think you're too chill?
Too chill.
I might be.
Too chill.
You think you're too chill?
You know, like, I don't think you would get any farther with a wedding either.
Hold on. And anyway, this whole shit. Don't get me started with what's been going on lately in the world.
But we're not talking about that, Jerry.
Oh, that counts. That's the first, my nigga. Don't get me started. You just started off with a whole...
Jerry's trying to change the subject.
It affects people and people around... Oh, that shit affects you. Stress.
Jerry's trying to change the subject.
Oh, no. We still
good. Yeah, definitely deflecting right now.
I mean, no.
You are.
Completely deflecting.
You are. I'm just trying to get a better understanding.
What is it like? Yeah, I ain't got no time for this. Yeah. Your, what the fuck?
Yeah, why you just called me over
why
here?
Why you called me over here for this nigga? The fuck is the problem?
Yeah, they'll be tight.
You're like, I'm just chilling. Yeah, that's the problem.
Oh, that's
all right, I'm out.
Can you be aggressive?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You're aggressive, man. Aggressive how? without being fucking mean and getting beat up. Because I'm telling you, this is not North Carolina. These New York bitches is going to punch you in your shit.
Yeah, like, don't try that.
Like, try to. Them down south bitches just a little slow. A little country slow.
Talk to her. Try to get her to bed.
Oh, hell no.
I want to see this. Let's do it.
Try to get her to bed.
Come on. Try to get her in the bed. In the God.
Talk to her.
Try to get her number.
Try to get my number.
That's trying to be simple.
Okay. I was just wanted to see how he would do it.
Try to get her number.
Get her number.
Oh, what?
Just try to get her number.
Just talk to her. I just want to see.
We see what's going on.
Oh, what's up?
You know what?
How you doing?
What?
Excuse me. What?
No, let me get his
bag. Yeah, because I'm literally going to be me.
Take
30%.
Everybody's
different.
Take 30%.
No, I'm good. I see
what
this is.
No. Jared. Go ahead. Because I want to know so I know who I can get to come to, you know, kick it with you. Because I'm starting to know who you are. Go ahead, Jack.
I told her to take 30% off. Go ahead.
Where'd you go? Oh, no.
No, you go ahead. Back up. Jack. Hey,
where are we? What's the scenery?
No, whatever you scenery, make up the scenery. No,
whatever makes you the comfortablest to be in your element. You need some music?
Oh, nah, no. That's too much.
Yo, excuse me,
what's up?
That's how you...
I don't know, shit's changed, though. That's what I'm saying. Every, you know.
Jared.
So you need a girl to approach you more?
Nah. I wouldn't say that.
Jared, how do you approach females? I want to know. And I'm dead serious.
Yeah. Every chick is different. I can't, you know what I'm saying?
You should. I know what you're saying.
But you gonna come to somebody? Everything. Hello, my name is Jared. My name is Jared. Wait,
tell me something. Put me in the game.
What? Do you want us to create the scenario?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Create the scenario.
Okay.
Something, okay, familiar. Piggly Wiggly.
You better let my man die. No.
So you used to Piggly Wiggly. You're on the street. She's waiting at the bus stop. Hey, you spot her.
We up here?
We
that shit ain't gonna work then.
What? Yes, we are in New York. She's a New York chick.
Yeah.
So she's standing at the bus stop. Forget about what's going on. No corona. Okay? No corona. She at the bus stop. She looking cute. She got her little short shorts. Your little tank top going on.
Nice summer day.
Nice summer day.
Do your vibe.
You know what I'm saying? She's standing there looking cute with her long hair. You know, doing her thing.
You got this plan.
You give it all to you, baby. It's worth more. Bust it. Baby, if you give it to me, I'll give it to you. I know what you want.
What
you know I got it, baby. If you give it to me,
I'll give it to you.
As long as you want, you know I got it.
All right, you're going to walk up, stroll up.
Different opportunities, different modes.
The walk up is better than the drive up?
Yes.
The walk up is better than the drive up?
We've been together for a few years. Shed a few tears.
Called
walk up.
You're hollering.
Oh, okay.
I'ma stand as a man, never above you. I can tell that you're different from most. Slightly approach you in the ill shit.
Oh my goodness.
Sex every day, but when we sex, we tease in the past.
Damn.
What you waiting at the bus stop?
I'm listening.
He don't even know
how to act like this.
Oh, you can drive.
Look,
Act like tonight, this is him. We're not here. Make this conversation real. We set it up for y'all. Y'all talk. You're standing at the bus stop.
Usually, I do more. But we're trying to see how he's going to be. We want him to be the pursuit. So, pursue. But react naturally back and forth. Go ahead. Pursue.
You should tell me when I get off work, or what time you get off. You gotta give him pointers, cause he don't really know how to talk to your girls like that. Thank you. Nothing wrong with that. He's not aggressive type. Cause the girl wants to be waiting like. And I already be blocking him out of my mind already by the time he finished asking me questions.
She like, what the fuck is this nigga in my face? Talking ass, bro. What's your name? We get your number.
Right, you heard it. She was like, first of all, I don't fucking know you.
Who the fuck is you? Fuck out of here.
That ass curse you out bad.
And they be like, oh, New York girls is mean. Well, look at the shit they gotta walk into.
Like, what did you do?
How you doing? Give me a number.
Oh, man. Right.
No, like, anything. How you doing today? My name is such and such. No, none of that. No cordial introduction. Just, oh, what's up? What you doing? Give me a number.
That's not.
Yeah.
No, it's not gonna work.
That's not gonna work, Jared.
Jared's gonna need one of them real big. Gonna need one of them real Rasputia ass bitches. You my man now. Okay. Yes, you need one of them bitches. But, yeah, you need a Rasputia. Shut the fuck up.
You need a Rasputia.
You mine now.
That's not nice.
No, she, the way she said, oh, she claimed what she put on.
Right, like, you, like, where?
No, but that's my man.
You just like, I'm in a relationship now.
Yeah,
like,
now I'm just in a relationship.
Like, Jared, like,
all of a sudden.
Like,
nah, no thank you.
Nah, I can't come to your house today.
You say that now, Ruby don't want me to come outside.
Yeah.
Ruby.
Ruby don't want me to come outside.
Let your Jared come smoke some butt. I can't.
That's a damn
Ruby
shame.
Ruby said, you going out.
Or Ruby said, I only got 5 minutes.
Ruby said,
make it count.
Ruby said, we going out to dinner, so I can't, like, not today.
Maybe tomorrow.
I got to paint her toenails tonight. Can't go outside. You say Ruby?
Yep.
Ruby.
Oh, nah, fuck that. Gretchen.
Gretchen said.
Oh, man.
Gretchen said, I gotta put my clothes off for work tomorrow. I'll make sure that they're ironed on the bed. Like, you know she scheduled sex? I'm like, all right, Jared, that's too much information.
At 8 o'clock.
Yo, but seriously, Jerry, if you don't change, Jerry, that's what's going to be your life. You're going to have somebody going to be dominating.
I said that he needs a woman that's going to beat him up.
Why would you do that to your friend?
Because I think that would jump start it. You got to go through a really bad relationship to realize, all right. Okay. Okay. All right. Next time I'm gonna speak up. I ain't gonna be quiet. Next time. You need a little bitch that's gonna be like, yo, shut the fuck. yo, shut the fuck up. You gonna
no,
say something?
No, don't do that to him.
You gonna do one of the little mumble jokes real quick, then you get it off. You know, girls, yo. Supersonic hearing. You gonna do one of the little mumble jokes? Think you, I know my
better. Ain't gonna be funny.
Yeah, ain't gonna be funny. What you say? What you say? You gonna be like, you're a liar. She be like, you're a liar. You're a fucking liar. I heard you.
All right, beloved.
And they be like, all right, beloved. Don't fucking try to patronize me. Don't fucking patronize me, beloved. Fuck out of here. What the fuck you say? Don't be a pussy. You were like, oh, God.
Oh, man.
But the pussy's fire. And that's what makes him stay. That's what makes him stay. That's what makes him stay in an abusive relationship, because the pussy's fire.
She could
great. And she cooked great. And she probably really, she probably is really good on the eye, but she's highly abusive. Like, I'm telling you, I'm not going around your little fucking friend no more. Watch. Every time she leave over here, I'm tired of coming to your fucking punk-ass friend. Always come to your punk-ass friend house. All right, so that's enough of the love of Jared. We got to still do this this show. So any girls that's interested in this... any girls that's still interested, please. The abusers, you guys are welcome. You abusive females, you guys are welcome. All the Gretchens of the world, we were just playing. All the Rubies of the world, we were just playing. But you guys are welcome.
But y'all Rubies are tough.
You guys are welcome. Rubies are tough.
Our grandmother's name was Ruby. I know.
I can't even do the joke behind that. Now you use your grandma.
That's what you get.
Can't even do the joke about the hard hills.
Maybe a Mercedes.
Huh?
Mercedes.
You don't want a Mercedes.
No.
That bitch is going to be a Buick.
You don't want a Mercedes.
You're going to be a Buick face Mercedes. Oh, mm.
Mercedes are mean.
Big titties, but like that really thin, that really no butt.
Like all the Mercedes I know are mean.
All the Mercedes, I'm not going to do that.
I'm just talking about myself. All the Mercedes I know are like mean. Real aggressive. Well, you need a Mercedes.
I know a Mercedes that look built like a Tasmanian devil.
I adapt to my life.
You gonna adapt to a Tasmanian devil?
All I'm saying is
yo, I didn't even think about it.
Time out.
Ew.
Time out.
I know a Tasmanian devil.
I will say this.
Bitch.
I got
Mercedes.
It. Got the reference. Ew. Yeah.
Don't say what?
And shape. All big here, small at the bottom.
Yeah, Tasmanian devil body bitches. Tasmanian devil body bitches.
Ew, I know what I've got.
I adapt to my surroundings, so I'm good.
You're gonna adapt to the Tasmanian. You don't adapt to your surroundings on the pod. You see.
Seriously would date a Tasmanian devil.
I adapt.
Oh.
I like trying certain things.
Oh, I hate them body shapes.
Ew, no. Those shapes.
You know the Tasmanian devil, the cartoon.
Yeah,
with the shape like.
So, ladies, if you guys are interested, please by
no
all means.
No Tasmanian devils.
Absolutely Tasmanian devils. Right now, we're just taking.
I want to do that to my brother.
We got a broaden field. So anybody. Whoa. We got anybody.
Ladies,
anybody.
If your guys is interested.
Ladies.
Yo, my man.
I said, ladies, if you guys are interested.
Yeah.
Well,
still, see, oh my goodness.
Ladies,
if you're interested, please hit us up.
Bacon T at Twitter at Bacon T.
We're going to put it on there for the love of Jared.
Hit up Bacon T on Facebook. Please let us know. We're going to put a picture
up
of Jared.
Put it up there.
So you can see what you're working with.
Word.
For the love of Jared.
Hold on. Let me get the. Let me get the theme song.
You late.
Hold on. Get the theme song real
quick. You late.
Already patented this song.
For the love of Jared.
When no one fails me. Please help me. Since there was his picture online.
Do we separate?
be the climax, climax.
You, nigga. Oh my god. Oh man, that's the greatest theme song in the world. By the way, you should be honored.
No. Like, ain't that Usher? Usher song?
You should be honored.
No.
For the love of Jericho.
Right, there you go. This, that's how I go too.
Climax.
All right, I ain't gonna be before you guys anymore. Real quick, Ja Rule and 50 have been talking bullshit about doing this versus battle shit that Timbaland and Swiss has been conducting on Instagram. If they could actually get past the real life beef and situations that they
have. I think they can get past it.
I kind of don't. But if they are somehow miraculously be able to do these 20 songs, who do you think wins? 50 or Ja Rule?
I can't
do it.
50.
Wow.
Because 50, I feel like 50.
Even though you're from Queens and I read Queens all day, but.
And so is Ja Rule. 50 is going to win it. I feel like he got a larger.
Ja Rule starts strong. He will start very strong.
Right. Yeah, he had a couple of hits.
Team, when you get into the team, like he'll start. 50 will start pulling away. Like 50, John's gonna start strong. Like he's gonna start strong. He got a lot of mega hits. 50 got a lot of mega hits too.
But John got a lot of hits featuring.
He got a lot of features. He got a lot of singles himself. But 50 will pull away after a couple. Like I feel like once he dropped one song and 50 gets that lead, like it'll start even. Boom, 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 boom. Or even Ja may even edge him on certain shit in the beginning. But 50 will make. I'm telling you, to come back on that shit. 50, yeah. 50 got way more hits than Ja. Way more.
But I know that definitely he was out, most
he stayed
watched.
Out longer. More albums. And that's just him as a solo artist. You're not actually, you're adding this songwriting cred. Nigga, Game's first album, the documentary, all written by 50 Cent. All the hits, that is. Yeah, you got the G-Unit shit. You got too many hits.
So when they doing this battle, it's not just their songs, it's all the songs that they are affiliated with?
It's 20 songs, because if you do Unlimited, then niggas will be there forever. But
do Ja got 20 songs?
He does. It's just that he may not have 20 hits.
The first 10 is...
The first 10 to 12 are...
Five's going to get you
arguably hits.
For sure.
Arguably
but
hits.
I don't think he's going to pull out those yet until... like. How do you think he gonna flow with it? Because if he pull out his hits first and then end up with not like, the stuff that are not his last, you gotta pull out your hits last.
That's what they try to do. They try to start light and then try to end heavy. But like, with those two, their level is kind of that where they lows is still their highs. So it don't kind of really matter. You're just trying to... Sometimes it matters, but with them, it's just like all rap and that R&B rap. So... yeah, 50 gonna probably blow. I feel like 50 will blow him out the water.
That's how I feel too. 50
it'll start decent.
Because remember, people also know his, what you call it? Not just his mixtapes.
But again, look.
I'm saying, are you that sure? Are you that certain that 50 will take it, that you'll put money on it?
Hmm? Oh, yeah, I can put bread on 50. Yeah. I'll put bread on it too.
Because Ja Rule, to me, didn't have that like many hits like that. I'm for real. And most of his stuff is featuring somebody or him featuring in their stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did a song with J-Lo.
And would that include 50's whole career?
Mm-hmm. That would include both of the same careers.
The whole career.
And I could give an argument for Ja. Ja got... a J verse that, you know, and that's like young Hov in his, not even in his prime, and his kind of like on a come up. He was supposed to be in a group with Jay-Z. He was supposed to be jobbing with Jay-Z and DMX. you know what I'm saying? So Ja got shit, but 50 was a total different monster. It took a 50 to end the Ja Rule.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
It took a 50-like to person to even put Ja Rule right. in the ground that he did,
right.
or in the space that he did at that time.
Right.
Because other than that, you know what I'm saying? Ja would have probably still lasted as long as 50 did, and probably did as much as 50 did. If that, if he didn't run, the two immovable objects ran into each other. And unfortunately, 50 was the bigger object, bro. It just happened like that. It just happened. You know what I'm saying? He had a team just like he had a team. Murder 8 was real strong at the time. That, you know what I'm saying? 50 and Ja was going at it. 50 was the on the come up and took the spot. So, and you know what I'm saying? So that's why I'm like, you know, and then had a longer successful career as a musician.
Right.
He had a longer successful career as a musician to the point where when he started to decline, he was already on something else. He was already moving into other ventures. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's just the business side of it. You're not even talking about the music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He go a long way. And he does a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Ja Rule got you know, he got like two Mariah Carey Johns. He got, you know what I'm saying? He not Mariah Carey, J-Lo shits. He got some hits. No disrespect to Ja Rule. He got some hits. What about this Teddy Riley babyface shit, Jerry? What do you think got that? Actually, I'm actually turned off from that after Teddy Riley was trying to get bread. Even though they don't fix the situation, I kind of just soured my taste on seeing that versus. What do you think?
Teddy versus Babyface, a draw. We win.
A draw?
Yep.
I think Babyface takes that pretty easily, but okay. I mean, he's gonna do the new Jack Swing stuff, Teddy Riley. He's gonna do a lot of his Black Street shit. But Babyface got ageless classics that he wrote for mad people and in himself.
Yes, he Riley was on Bobby Brown's first album.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy Riley was on Bobby Brown's first album.
Fucking Babyface came from who? What?
I know,
After Seven or one of them other groups or some shit like that? Before he went to his own shit?
With his brothers.
Right. You know what I'm saying? He was on a whole other group after he left his brother shit. That was the Evans. There was another group too, right? He was in before he went solo and became his own artist. Any songs he wrote for niggas?
I'm aware of this, but Teddy Riley done did some joints.
Teddy Riley did just...
We know what Babyface has accomplished, but we kind of forget, like, Teddy Riley was a part of...
He ushered in the new Jack Swing.
Yep. He did shit with Mike. But Teddy did shit with Mike.
Babyface did shit with Mike, too. Yeah, that's a draw. We was talking about the Diddy JD shit earlier, and I was making a case to... how JD can actually, it would be somebody like JD that can kind of spank Puff or give Puff a run. Because Puff history long on, super long.
Long.
Like, you know what I mean? Jodeci, Mary J. Blige,
Tupac.
Back all the way back there long. No, not Tupac, but Biggie. But you're just going before Biggie. You know what I mean? He was Uptown A&R. He helped, you know, get Grand Poobah, all of those sounds and stuff like that back in that day. That Puffy was around helping produce all of that shit. JD, though, was that Atlanta sound. Everything that came out of Atlanta from that sound. Crisscross, Escape, all of that shit back then, all the way up to now. That Atlanta bass, that boom, 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 that ass-shaking music, he was... A prince to usher in that shit in from Atlanta, from Florida. Uh-huh. JD got hits. It's that I feel like that probably could be the only person that can probably battle Puff. Anybody else is getting blown out the water because Puff shit is just crazy. Puff shit is ridiculous.
Pharrell?
Hmm?
Pharrell.
Ooh. I don't think Pharrell could battle Puff. Because you're going the lineage. Pharrell got the lineage.
Pharrell did Rum Shaker.
Back then, but still,
For real, didn't rump shake that.
I was surprised with that. What's that damn shit? The RZA and the premiere battle. That was my childhood right there, nigga.
Yeah, that was fire.
Great show, everybody.
Great show.
So Biggie T is gonna become a solo act at the end of this episode, everybody.
Why? What'd I do?
He going Phil Collins on it.
What'd I do?
Biggie T is gonna become a solo act.
What'd I do?
We're solo. We're still the same, Brooklyn.
Apparently.
Be safe.
Apparently, my host.
Be safe. Stay healthy. Wash your hands. Love yourself.
What I do?
Apparently, my host can't smoke weed and pot at the same time. And my other host, I'm gonna have to give her a microphone in another location.
Shut up. Shut up.
But yeah, if y'all don't hear them no more, y'all know why. It's Bacon T. Thank y'all guys for coming out, I guess.
Ew, that's how you want to end it?
Yep.
Ew.
Bye, y'all. Y'all be safe. Yeah.